checkered with a little red on his head. Then we got the old red head. Then we got a yellowhammer.
Yeah.
He's a bigger bird.
Yeah.
And
not a big one, like kind of like about the size of a half grown chicken.
No, he's not that big.
Yeah.
That's the old, well, a lot of people call them wood hens or good gods. And evidently that's what they're calling the ivory bill woodpecker. But he's big as a bandy chicken just about. And we still got some of them.
Yeah.
The other day there's one out there. And they dig into dead stuff and get the bugs and the wood lice stuff out of it. That's what they feed them. This old big black wood hen with a red top knot, it'll find a big tree in the swamp and dig it a hole in it. And the yellowhammer and the sapsucker will do that. But the old redhead, he mostly likes to get out in the woods where it's pine timber or where it's more open, and he'll dig him a hole in there.
Yeah. Well, any kind of special, like pepperwood. Did you ever hear anybody compare to a pepperwood? People ever use that word?
Oh, yeah. In various ways, if they want to make an expression about maybe somebody's not all there upstairs, he's crazy as a pepperwood.
Yeah. Was it ever used about a class of people or just about them?
Just, in other words, it was just, you'd call it a byword that got started and they just kept going. It really didn't mean anything.
Now, what about that type of bird you see in the dark? You have a lot of those?
Well, not a whole lot. Most of your birds, other than your owls, of course we got different kind of owls.
Yeah, what kind you got?
Well, the old horn owl and the swamp owl. Now, I don't think we have any barn owls in this area.
Yeah.
And then we got the little screech owl that most people just refer to it as a screech owl. And now I got them here. They've been with me here for 20 years. In the summertime, or in the winter, he roosts in the top of my shop out there. And in the summer, then he'd get in the oak trees around here.
Yeah.
You can walk right up close to him, and he knows nobody's going to hurt him. And he just sat there and watch at you. And I can get in the shop, hammer and beat and bang, or light my welding torch and it can pop. He just sits up there with one eye shut and watches you. I love him. But don't try to move or anything. I leave him because I figure he'll catch a mouse. And if he'll just catch a mouse, every once in a while he'll pay for his keep.
Yeah.
And the lizards now, he stirs in daytime, so he wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
Lizard, he's pretty good help to a farmer. He gets a lot of flies and insects that need to get.
Yeah. What about that kind of, you got that kind of animal that smells real bad when you run over?
Yeah, that's an old skunk, polecat. My neighbor right down there let some raise in his barn this year. And he finally went and dug around his barn and put some tin around there so he couldn't get back in. And them rascals moved on up here, went to eating eggs, and I caught one out there. That's when I had the nail through my foot and I was having to go on crutches. But I set a trap back in an old